This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene. After several weeks of nail-biter games and, yes, stressing over your brackets, the championship game is set in men's college basketball. It's the Connecticut Huskies versus the Bulldogs of Butler. NPR's Mike Pesca saw both teams win last night in Houston.
Here's a little secret about watching the Final Four on TV. If you ever see shots of students looking up towards the heavens during critical moments, it's not because the undergrads pictured are particularly worshipful. Rather, the students who are behind the baskets, behind the band, behind rows of photographers, and as was the case in Houston, slightly below an elevated playing surface, have no recourse other than watching the game on the stadium's jumbotrons. Even so, the Butler student section couldn't believe their fortune. Deja vu plus a year and a 17-hour drive. Last year's Final Four was in their home city of Indianapolis, so they brought their blue hair and good cheers. Jordan Lay, vice president of the section called the Dog Pound, explains one.
I yell Dog Pound, and everybody responds by saying, "Hoo, hoo," and then they take their foul shot.
Hoo. There, you heard it, and the shot is good. Butler happened to make free throws aplenty, 20 of 26, in fact. Overall, they executed a game plan that anybody half paying attention could have anticipated. VCU had made its way to the Final Four on the basis of three-point shooting, but Butler forced VCU into its worst three-point performance of the tournament. And then there was guard Shelvin Mack. He played like a man possessed, a man on a mission, a man with something to prove. After the game, Mack's teammate Ronald Norred revealed that he had planted those seeds during warm-ups.
I told him that some of the VCU guys said that they had guarded people a lot better than him.
So it wasn't true?
No, it wasn't true at all. I completely made it up.
Why did you think you needed to do that to him?
I saw Mark Jackson do it to Reggie.
Okay.
If you ever watched the 30, I'm sure you've watched the 30 for 30 Winning Time. And Reggie went off, so I figured it couldn't hurt.
The documentary that Norred mentioned was about Reggie Miller's legendary playoff performance against the Knicks. Maybe that lie is the one blemish on Butler's image as the embodiment of the student-athlete ideal that could counteract a car full of Calipari's. Although drawing inspiration from a documentary does fit in with Butler's reputation as a team that loves to watch game film. The Butler fans' chant seemed to reverberate through the Reliance Center as another kind of dog, the Huskies, led Connecticut by 10 at halftime. For a time, the defenses were man-to-man, and the scoring was lamb-to-lamb. Jeremy Lamb notched Connecticut's last points of the first half. Deron Lamb of Kentucky hit consecutive threes early in the second half to pull the Wildcats to within one and then to move ahead for a bit. But in the end, it was Kemba Walker, UConn's indefatigable playmaker, who was the difference, though he disclosed he was fatigued.
I usually won't tell you guys that I was tired, but I actually was.
Luckily for Connecticut's fortunes, he couldn't get the words out to tell his coach, Jim Calhoun.
I thought he was fatigued, quite frankly, most of the game. And at the end, during a timeout, I asked him, did he need a 30-second blow? And he was bent over, so he never responded. So I just kept playing them.
For Calipari, losing such a close game was devastating.
Well, what happens in college basketball, when it ends, you fall off a cliff. We just went 6 months, no days off for the coaches, and now it just ends. It's done.
That's one thing that's different about the men's championship tomorrow. Every other game in the tournament is lose and go home. But both finalists go home either way. It's just a lot nicer to take a trophy home with you. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Houston.